I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're going to have the opportunity by whatever team drafts you to come to the NHL. Do you think you're ready to play in the NHL as soon as next season, or do you think you need more time in Europe to continue to develop?
I think I have one more year in Europe and to develop a better player here.
Thanks, Adam. Next question comes from Paul Hamilton. Go ahead, Paul.
William, if the Sabres get a trade, they may get back into the first round for a second pick. I think you're going to talk to them tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Do you know Rasmus Dahlin and Olofsson, Asplund, Allmark? They have a bunch of guys from your country on the team. Do you know any of those guys? And would it make you more comfortable should the Sabres be a team that would draft you?
I don't know them that good. I think I played against some of them. But I don't know, actually. I don't know about any pick or anything, because I'm just seeing how time will tell.
Thanks, Paul. Let's go to another Paul. Paul Stockman. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, William. I'm not sure if you've spoken with the Sabres yet, but if you are picked by them, whether it be first or whatever, where do you see yourself potentially fitting in that offense sometime in the near future? And what do you think you bring to whatever team drafts you at this point?
I want to be a top six forward, and that's what I'm saying from the first time. So I'm going to be a top six forward in that team. Maybe not the first year, but work myself into that spot. And I think I'm a player who brings like energy to the team. I want to be an offensive threat every time I touch the puck. I want to be, a guy you can count on in different situations.
Thank you, Paul. Next question comes from Yanni Bankston. Go ahead, Yanni.
You have a real good buddy in the Devils, Alexander Holtz. How would it be to play with him if the Devils they are picking number four?
Of course, like he's a childhood friend that you know knew for a long time. So that would have been cool. But I don't know actually. I think every team will have been cool. So. Of course, playing with Alex is a dream.
Thank you, Yanni. Next question comes from Lance Lisowski. Go ahead, Lance.
Hi, William. You mentioned if you go back to Sweden and you play one more year there that you want to just become a better player. What specific areas of your game do you want to improve to really get yourself ready to contribute in the National Hockey League?
I think I have to improve my shooting. I think I have to get that shot faster and just like better in tight areas. I also had to have a better top speed. I think I'm more of a quick player than like fast in long term, or what you call it. So that's two things I need to really improve.
Thank you, Lance. Next question comes from Brian Hedger. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, William, I'm just wondering, I see you listed as a left wing everywhere. Have you played the center position? And if so, how did that go? Did you like playing center?
I played both left wing and center. I like them both. It's hard to choose from which one I like most. I played both.
Thanks, Brian. Next question comes from Chris Faber. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, William, congrats on your season so far. An exciting few weeks coming up here. We've seen so many players, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, that you want to go back to Sweden for one more year to perfect your game before coming over. Is that kind of the route that you see a lot of Swedish players taking lately, where they go back and they perfect their game? And do you think you'll be ready to jump in like a lot of guys have had success from the SHL?
I Yeah, as you said, I've seen a lot of players that come back to Sweden to play one more year to develop. And I think that's a good thing, especially this year when we got a good coach here coming in. And I think we had a great group here. But yes, I think that's also good for your development.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Bill Hopp. Go ahead, Bill.
William, I mean, you made a big leap this past season. What was kind of your growth this past season after, you know, scoring zero goals the year before and kind of having a breakout type season? Like, what changed, I guess?
Yeah, so I think I improved my games around the net and how to be able to stay there for a long time. I think I scored some goals that I just was in the right spot. And that's one thing that I improved is, like this last year, to be in the right spot to score goals.
Thank you, Bill. Next question comes from Mike Morreale. Go ahead, Michael.
William, first, congratulations on winning the E.J. McGuire Award. Who is your favorite current or former NHL player to watch? And what qualities does he possess that maybe you try to incorporate into your game?
I must say first of all, thank you. And I must say that a player I like to watch is Matthew Barzal. He's just amazing to watch. I think I try to look at his way to use his edges in the corners and how fast he turns and get out with some speed. And how good he is at finding his teammates too.
Thanks, Mike. Next question comes from Mark Scheig. Go ahead, Mark.
You've had an interesting year in the sense that you've had to overcome both an appendectomy and a COVID-19 positive. Just can you put into your own words just what you're able to do to overcome those challenges to have the year that you did have?
Yeah, like those things was mentally tough for me. You just have to fight through them. It's like seeing that a season can be many different ways. You can have a good one in the beginning there and these two things come from nowhere. So I had to work mentally to be tough there.
Thank you, Mark. I have time for a few more. Let's go to Ryan Kennedy. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thanks. Hi, William. I'm just curious if you played any other sports when you were growing up and how long you played them for.
I haven't really played other sports, actually. It's just been hockey for me from the first day, actually.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Next question, John Warrow, the Associated Press. Go ahead, John.
Hi, William. You mentioned Barzal, and I mean, he seems to be about the same size. We've not had a really good chance to see you play at all. But is it important for you to see how some of the smaller guys in speedy wingers are able to create and compete at the NHL level? And is that something that you really look for?
Yeah, like I know I'm not going to be the tallest player on the team. And I see that the game of hockey has changed so much over the past years and that those smaller skilled players can be really effective in the NHL too. So that's like that's role model for us, what you call it, a little smaller players. But yeah, it's fun to see that they have such a good success in the NHL.
Thanks, John. Let's go back to Yanni Bengtsson. Go ahead, Yanni.
Yeah, between the first year in the SHL and the second year, what did you learn from the first year to your second year? And was it, you know, like your experience playing with men?
Yeah, like in the first year was just so like just seeing the professionals and how they work. Me coming from a junior team and just wanted to see how every best player acts and how just time to learn from them, but also fight for my spot. But this year became more of a also seeing those players and what they do good, but also like take a place in the roster and try to beat those guys also.
Thank you, William. Thank you, Yanni. Last question comes from Bailey Johnson. Go ahead, Bailey.
Hi, William. Just wondering if you know Emil Bemström at all. I know he played for your senior team a couple years ago, and if you've watched him play with the Blue Jackets at all.
Yeah, I've been meeting him like a few times. His dad used to coach me this whole season and through the juniors too. So I know his dad very good. But yeah, I met him a couple of times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.